Well, a group of Queenstown workers, fed up with the town's rental housing crisis, staged a protest last night calling for urgent intervention in the market. About 70 people attended the lakefront protest last night, sharing stories about Queenstown's unaffordable housing, forcing them to live in vehicles, tents, or sleep on friends' couches. At the same time, more than a quarter of the district's homes are vacant, and the council's attempts to crack down on short-stay visitor accommodation such as Airbnb were largely unsuccessful. One of the protest coordinators or co-organisers, Hannah Sullivan, is with us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Kia ora, good morning.
Do you feel as though you're starting to get listened to here?
Yeah, absolutely. We're feeling super positive on the back of last night. And I've just been continued to be supported by people like yourself, which is just going to let this gain some momentum. So, yeah, we're really proud of what we've achieved so far.
Just explain to us who exactly is not housed here. There is a perception, I guess, that a lot of transient workers who are coming in to work in ski fields and this sort of thing are struggling to find housing. Is that it, or is it deeper than that?
Unfortunately, the problem has gotten deeper than that. We are seeing a range of people, from people who are just travelling and passing through to people who are long-term residents. Families with children have been displaced. There's multiple families living in tents at the moment. And we've seen a lot of the retirement community also really struggling to be able to see a future here and to be able to enjoy their free time. It's affecting people from every background and every age.
Why are families sleeping in tents? I mean, they should be being put into motel accommodation that the government has used in various other places, thinking of likes of Rotorua. I mean, there should be emergency hotel facilities for them.
Absolutely. That's something that we're really trying to highlight, is that there is absolutely no support for anybody here who does not have anywhere to go. We last night spoke to our MP, Joseph Mooney, to try to get him to take the idea to Wellington today that we can use hotel rooms as a short-term solution for a problem that is very much going to be a long-term one.
Who's to blame here, or if that's the right word? I mean, what is this a central government issue that they should be helping with consenting or this sort of thing? Or is it more of an issue for the local council to address?
I think it's for them both to work together, as this is the place that most tourism happens. I think that the amount of money that gets made down here really should be put into the locals and residents as well as the tourism and infrastructure. Unfortunately, we've seen a lot of residential buildings being knocked down to make room for a bypass and make room for large hotels. And those people that have been displaced have not been rehomed. So I think that's really the key issue, is to make sure that when people are getting kicked out of their houses for whatever reason, Airbnb or etc., that we ensure that they have somewhere safe to go and that we do look after them.
Are there any other options in surrounding towns that people can travel, or is that becoming unsustainable as well?
Yeah, that's becoming a problem also. As I think this is happening nationwide, and it's something that the more we speak about, the more we realise this is really a problem, and not just in New Zealand, a lot of other places. However, if we start moving people out, then we don't have the workforce here, which then causes the onset effect of the businesses, and then, hey, the tourists can't come and enjoy because there's nowhere to eat, there's no buses that are running. So really, this is the problem that is just, it's a ripple effect. Mm.
Do private providers, tourism providers, and I know probably some are, but do they need to step up here and look at providing their own accommodation for their workers?
Yeah, absolutely. That's something that we have seen a little bit of starting around town recently, which has been good for those people. However, unfortunately, when big businesses are taking over buildings, people then are being displaced again to then move their staff in. So we're basically just shifting the problem from one place to the other. I know that the ski season obviously is coming up and that a hostel has been bought to house them, but that's only really 4 months of the year. So what happens after that? How do we use this accommodation to its best, you know? So definitely something that is a positive thing, but there are not enough houses in general. So
Hannah, just before I go, I mean, there's a few texts coming in and raising the point that this is an inequality thing, that there are a lot of wealthy people in Queenstown and they need to be doing more. What would you say to those texts?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. We are raising the rates on absolutely everything, and unfortunately that then it's not the people who are the rich who are having to then pay for that. It's the people who are at the bottom, the people who get the rent and things increased due to the inflation. It's us that are really feeling that, and unfortunately people are being backed into a corner with no real support, which is a real issue. And you know, without the bottom you can't reach the top. So yeah, we just need to work together, all of us.
Okay, thank you very much, Hannah Sullivan there, one of the protest organisers for that housing protest in Queenstown.